Parashas Korach, Rashi tells us, Korach went together with 250 people from Shevet Reuven and Dothan Vaviram, also from Reuven. How come that Shevet Reuven in particular were the ones who went together with Korach? Says Rashi, Oy la Rosha, Oy l'shchenoy. When you live in proximity to a Rosha, then the effect affects those who live near, close by as well. This we find the Hashpoas HaSviva is not only from Korach and those who live near him, and although there was a mill between Korach and the Bnei Reuven, but that seems to be close enough to have a Hashpo, but then when Korach was swallowed up with all his rechush, then Chazal say that nobody was allowed to touch their rechush. Everybody was told to leave go of anything belonging to Korach, and the Evan Ezra says that anybody who would be holding on, be in contact with anything belonging to Korach and all his people, would also be swallowed up together with those chafetzim. And Rebbe Dessler explains, because this is how far the Hashpoas HaSviva goes. Hashpoas HaSviva of a tzaddik goes on all the people around him, and even on his clothing and his articles and items that belong to him, like we find by the stick of Elisha, and like we find in other places, the beggar of a tzaddik, the Aderes Elio, and so too the begodim and the clothing and whatever belongs to Korach v'Adosai was included in the Hashpoas HaSviva, and anybody who's in contact with that would be swallowed up as well. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that when a tzaddik comes to Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him his just, fair chelik that he deserves for all his mitzvahs, and then they look in Gehenim, they look in Gan Eden and see the chelik of Gan Eden, which was designated for a Rosha and hasn't been used for that Rosha, because the Rosha didn't get to Gan Eden. And then says the Gemara, the tzaddik gets a double chelik, mekabel chelkoi v'chelik chaveiru b'Gan Eden. And the Mefarshim asks, why does he deserve double? Just because the Rosha didn't come to Gan Eden? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Rosha, by his very essence of doing averus, not only he did averus himself, but the fact that he does averus makes it harder for the tzaddik. It makes Hashpoas HaSviva on the tzaddik. So the tzaddik who did his mitzvahs had to work double hard, not only against his own general Yetzirah, but he had to work against Hashpoas HaSviva of the Rosha. And therefore, the greater the Rosha, the harder it was for the tzaddik. The greater the chelik that was waiting for the Rosha in Gan Eden, which he had to forfeit because he was Boicher Bara, so too the Nisoyon of the tzaddik became greater, and therefore his schar is greater. So on the one hand, there is a very strong pull of Hashpoas HaSviva, and on the other hand, if we withstand the temptation of Hashpoas HaSviva, then there's double schar waiting for us. The Psukim and Daniel tell us that Nebuchadnezzar was the most powerful king. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that as long as Nebuchadnezzar was on the throne, nobody in the entire world could smile because they were so scared and frightened of Nebuchadnezzar. And in the Psukim and Daniel, when he had his conversations with Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they referred to him in two different ways. Sometimes they referred to him as Malkon Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, and other times they referred to him as Nebuchadnezzar. It says in Medrash and Sheashirim that they were saying to him, if you're demanding from us things which are not in contradiction to our Torah, you're demanding from us to keep to the general laws and to pay taxes, if that's the case, we will treat you with the respect that you deserve. Malko Nebuchadnezzar, you are the all-powerful King Nebuchadnezzar. But when it comes to you being mashpia on us, on our way of life, and what's important to us, and wanting us to do averus, then we refer to you as Nebuchadnezzar, as a person who's unimportant in any way at all. The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said about himself and his own son that we are determined to be tzaddikim, Reb Shimon and Reb Lozov Reb Shimon, and he said the following statement: Reisi b'nei Aliyah v'heim u'atim. There's only a limited number of b'nei Aliyah in the world. Im elef heim, if there are 1,000, aniyu b'ni imohem, we are amongst them. Im me'ah, if there's only 100, the two of us are amongst them. Im shnayim heim, if there's only 2 b'nei Aliyah in the world, you know who those 2 people will be? They will be aniyu b'ni. And the Mefarash Shemas, it sounds very much like a haughty thing to say, that if there's only 2 people who are choshev in the world, myself and my son will be those 2 people. Says Rab Chaim, he didn't mean to say a gaiver, that I'm so important and so special. He meant to say that he's working on a madriga. He's determined that even if everyone in the entire world would get it wrong, and everybody will say I'm doing it wrong, and everybody will say that I'm making a mistake in life, but what I know to be true, I'm going to stick to it. And even if the entire world against the two of us, aniyu b'ni imoyim. This is what Chazal praise Avraham Avinu. The pasuk says, "Echod hoya Avraham." Avraham Avinu was prepared to stand up for what was right, even though he was the only person in the entire world who held that way. We learn in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayishlach from the Novi Avadya. Avadya was one of the Treyasa, and he was the one who was zeicha to have the nevuos about the eventual downfall of Malchus Edom. The beautiful psukim about the Gula Asida from Golas Edom. And the Gemara asks, why was Avadya chosen to be the Novi who saw this beautiful Nevuah? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Lamatesan base points out that this same Avadya was an Eved of the terrible king and queen Achav and Izevel. And the Gemara says that in the Zchus, that he withstood the Ashbos HaSviva, he lived amongst two Rishoim, he's surrounded all the time by these Rishoim and their court, and nevertheless he stood up for his ideals and his beliefs, and at great peril to his own life, he hid in 2 caves, 100 Nevi'im, and he knew full well that if Achav or Yisevel finds out about this, then it would cost him his life, as it says explicitly in the Novi. And the Medrash tells us that because he had to provide them with bread and water, therefore he had to come on to many, many people, and to the extent that everybody knew about what he was doing except for Achav and Yisevel, and his life was in constant mortal danger that they might find out about it. But he withstood their opinions, he remained a tzaddik in spite of his proximity to the Rishoyim, and therefore he was the one chosen to be shown the nevuah of the eventual downfall of Malchus Edom, who come from Esav, who was brought up amongst 2 tzaddikim and didn't learn from their Maisim Tovim. The Novi in Melachim continues and says that later Ovadia died, and at that time, the Melech Moav sacrificed his own son as a korban to his avodah zarah. And at that time, the pasuk says, "Vayhi ketzef gadol al Yisrael." There was Shem and Shomayim was very, very angry with Klal Yisrael, because we learn from the Maisim of the Melech Moav. This is Ashbos HaSviva, that it spills over to Klal Yisrael. And immediately after this comes the story, very famous story, of Isha Achas Meneshei B'nei HaNaviim, who cried 265 tefillos to save her sons, that they shouldn't be taken by the wicked king Yehoram to his court. And the Medrash Tanchuma tells us that Klal Yisrael was in danger because of the Kitrug at the time when they were learning from the Melech Moav to sacrifice their children to Avodah Zarah, and they were saved only because of this Isha Achas Meneshei B'nei HaNaviim, who was Moisa Nefesh for her own children, that they shouldn't be taken by Yehoram and be subject to a bad Ashpa. And Chazal tell us, who was this Isha Achas? She was nothing less than the wife of Avadya Hanovi. So Avadya was the one who was Moisa Nefesh, who Chazal point out about him, that he lived amongst the Shoim, and he didn't learn from their drachim. His wife was Moisa Nefesh for her two boys, because she understood that Yehoram, if he takes them, says the Rebbeinu Zayibshitz, he's not going to sell them as avodim to somebody else, he's going to keep them himself, and then they're going to be subject to the hashpos, hasfiva, of living with Yehoram, and therefore she was Moisa Nefesh on their behalf. The Torah refers to this special lady and says, Isha Achas Minashe B'nei Anavim. Why is she called an Isha Achas? So Chazal tell us that the word Achas, the first time we find it in the Torah, it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took from Adam Arishon Achas Mitzal Oisav, and one of his ribs, and formed it into Chava. And Chazal tell us that at the time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu formed and created Chava, he was concerned what sort of result might come from this creation of women. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there's going to be a great lady, an Isha Achas Menashe B'nei Anavim, there's going to be a special wife of Avadia who understands the problems of the Hashpos HaSviva, and she was Moisa Nefesh and davened and prayed and begged until she got her way that her children shouldn't be taken into the clutches of Yehoram and his bad Hashpos. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to create Chava, and this was the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael at the time. Hashem give us the zchus to learn from Korach v'Hadassah, and Korach and all of his nechosim, the very strong hashpa, the hashpa's hasviva. May we be zeicher to always be in the good hashpa's, and be zeicher like Avadia Hanavi to see the eventual downfall of Golos Edom.